Big political news today. The former Democratic Alliance youth leader, Makashule Gana, has become the latest black leader to dump the DA. That's what the headlines are saying. Just a few months after Mbali Ntuli quit the party, there's been a long list of other people that have left the party as well. Gana releasing a statement today. He didn't say which political formation he'd be joining, except to say that he would be part of an emerging generation of leaders and activists committed to mobilizing and organizing to return power to South Africans. Tsidi Madia, Associate Editor Politics at EWN, joining us now. Tsidi, good afternoon to you. Were we anticipating Makashule Gana would leave the DA? From what I've been hearing, it wasn't on the cards, but maybe you know differently.
Good afternoon, Mandy. I'd actually say yes. I think it was a long time coming. Gana's tried quite often to be elevated to greater positions in the organization. It's never really received support. So he's always kind of been there on the fringes, able to unlock particular constituencies to support the DA. But I think watching him and watching a lot of his ideas about identifying as an Africanist, you know, Democrat, were not finding expression in the organization. I think it was only a matter of time until Gana himself had to look at himself in the organization and whether or not it was still a fit. So I'm not necessarily surprised. And his views about things that were happening in the country were fast at odds with the organization. So I think I expected it much sooner, actually.
Okay, interesting. So now he said in his statement that he's staying in politics. He didn't say where he was going except to be part of an emerging generation of leaders and activists committed to mobilizing and organizing. If I was going to put money on it, I think some people would say he's going to Action SA. It sounds like he's going to join Songezo Zibi at Rivonia Circle. What do you think?
That's an interesting bit for me. You know, I actually asked him about Action SA, and he reminded me of his position on Action SA, that that's not where he believes he belongs. He doesn't necessarily share the ideas that Action SA has. He does agree that there needs to be something that happens with regards to South Africa as a country first, seeping into a crisis, that South Africans must take a stand. He had those views about the economy, that South Africans cannot be sitting there fighting illegal migrants on a particular matter of getting them out, but instead must focus their attention on putting money back into the country. When I said to him, actually, say, he said, you should know my views. Then I said to him, you mentioned Songezo Zibi being somebody that inspires you. Rivonia Circle is a think tank. What do you think? And he said, Rivonia Circle is a think tank, but nothing more. And Mandy, I have to very quickly say to you, if you paid attention, Rivonia Circle released a media statement yesterday about how the time is right in the country for new political culture to emerge. That the time is right for new political culture. And Makashule is saying to me this morning, I'm having conversations. There is no time for me to take a break. South Africa needs us to not take a break as far as the future is concerned. I'm having conversations and soon you'll know where I'm going. I will not be taking a break. I remain in politics. So I think we'll be left wondering, not for too long.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think we can join all of the dots there. Now, the DA doesn't like us to say that black leaders are dumping the DA. We've heard Helen Zille speak about this, that the media loves this narrative. But the truth is, this comes just a few months after Mbali Ntuli left. Many other people have left as well. Bongani Baloyi as well, joining Action SA. Where does this leave the Democratic Alliance?
I think the DA has to do a lot of reflection on this particular issue. And you know, something we often tell the DA as members of the media or pundits who are watching the DA, saying you need to reflect on what is it about your party that makes it unpalatable for rising black talent, rising black politicians to not find themselves able to exist in the organization any longer. It feels like the ceiling is really low. I spoke to the DA provincial chairperson, Fred Nell, earlier, and he said, look, it's a big loss. And the DA does recognize that it does need to reflect on what it wants to be. Makashule Gana himself, Mandy, saying that the organization seems to be stuck and refusing to become, to build a broad consensus in the country. It's happy not doing so, bringing more people into the party. And that's why he could no longer relate to the party. Fred now saying, look, the election results of 2019 and 2021 have told the DA it does need to go back to the drawing board. But when it comes to the issue of race, where they want to be non-racial in their approach, he kind of dumbed it down too, saying that the DA is a party of individuals. And I said, but you can't say, you cannot dispute that there is a trend of young black leaders. I heard our colleague Clemence Mangatela asking who's next. And that's the difficulty of what's been built, is that you've built a trend where we can just start betting, taking bets on the next black leader will lead the DA, and you're not addressing it as well as you should. Instead, you look at it as an attack, and you're defensive when it comes to that particular issue about what it means to be the main opposition that wants to be in government. Yes, it's difficult for black talent to stay in your organization.
And who can forget what Douglas Gibson had to say about how fast-tracking black politicians was an experiment gone wrong. Tidi Madia, EWN's associate editor for politics, thanks for unpacking that one for us. So that big political news today, Makashule Ghana is the latest black leader to leave the Democratic Alliance. He says he's going to stay in politics. He doesn't say where. I would put some money on the fact that I reckon he's going to Rivonia Circle. What do you think?